On WMAL and WMAL.com.
The tolls are inbound in the mornings and outbound in the afternoons. You can get more details at WMAL.com. Metro is trying all kinds of tricks to get more riders, but the transit system could be losing an uphill battle to Uber and Lyft. As Metro Rail's become less dependable and cut its hours, the use of ride-sharing services has boomed. Metro's now hired a consultant to come up with ways to get more riders back on trains. The study will also look at future driverless vehicles, which will also be competition for Metro. For now, the bleeding continues. The consultant's report doesn't come back until next summer. Virginia Democrats have now asked for recounts in three House of Delegates races. If they pull out a win in one of them, it could mean chaos in Richmond.
After holding a 32-seat majority this past session, Republicans now enjoy a 51-49 advantage in the Virginia House of Delegates. But Democrats in three tight House races have filed for recounts, including the controversial 28th District in Fredericksburg and Stafford. If the dust settles and we find a House split 50-50,
that's going to create a really through-the-looking-glass moment for Virginians of both political parties.
Says political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth, there are no rules, no protocols for this, he says.
Can involve a rotating speaker.
Regardless, he says there likely wouldn't be a whole lot getting done. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,232, the NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, the Eagles' 9-game win streak ends on Sunday Night Football as they fall to the Seahawks. The Ravens crush the Lions. College Hoops, Maryland blows a 22-point lead but beats Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown also winners. WMAL News Times 504 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall gets underway on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you around the Beltway. Virginia, nice and quiet. Now, Maryland, not seeing too much of any backups, but we do have construction workers out there, so be careful if you're heading through the Forestville area on the inner loop right near Route 4. They still have the arrow board set up in the left lane, so you will be coming up on that at speed. So passing Route 4, eventually getting over towards St. Barnabas Road, do watch step there. No problems early on 270, looking good out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Of course, the big story this morning is going to be the toll lanes on 66 for the morning commute. They kick in at 5:30 to 9:30. In the afternoon, 3 to 7. It's that 9-mile stretch between the Beltway and Roslyn. You will need an Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex if you're using 66 inside the Beltway in those times. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon. 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 29 in Stafford, 28 in Germantown, 38 at Reagan National. The Kennedy Center honors go on, but without President Trump in attendance. Find out the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now. Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good Monday morning to you. 5:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DiGenova joins us to break down all the legal news from the weekend, including as Mike Flynn faces indictments on Friday. 7:35, we'll be joined by Joe Bishop Henchman from the Tax Foundation. Tell us all about the latest in that tax bill that passed the Senate overnight Friday into Saturday, as well as what's next for it. 8:05, Michael Mukasey, the former Bush Attorney General, joins us as well to talk about Mike Flynn. And then Matt Schlapp joins us from the American Conservative Union at 8:35 this morning. Talk about Mike Flynn, politics, and a whole lot more. It's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Happy Monday to you. Boy, what a, so much happened this weekend. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from everything that happened this weekend. You cannot even get a break on the weekends in this town because it's just sheer insanity. So the big story, obviously, is it, besides tax, actually Congress doing something, is that Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to one count of lying to the FBI. And the world has lost its ever-loving mind over this. You have speculation going out that he is going to finger somebody else. That apparently the deal that he got requires that he name another person, that he has information on someone else, and that he name another person that is obviously a bigger fish than he to the team, to Mueller's team, in order for him to get his plea deal. The speculation now being that that person is Jared Kushner, that that's who it's going to be, that Jared Kushner is the one who directed Flynn to reach out to the Russians as part of the transition team. All right. See that he was the one who contacted, he was told to contact Kislyak from Russia's team. And also the other person who is being named is KT McFarland, that Jared Kushner is in the complaint named as the very senior member, and KT McFarland being the senior member. There are two people named at whose behest he did this. Now,
right on. KT, who's still, by the way, waiting on becoming the ambassador to Singapore.
Right. That has not been confirmed yet.
Right.
Has not been. So she's kind of, she was what I named in September, I believe it was. She was nominated
a while ago.
Yeah, and she's still waiting around. So according to court papers, Flynn willfully and knowingly made false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements to FBI agents when they interviewed him at the White House on January 24th, which was literally 4 days after Trump was inaugurated. Four days after he was inaugurated, and there's an investigation already. This is what it's going to be like for his entire presidency. Whether it is 4 years or eight, there will be an ongoing investigation, at least one, if not several, the entire time.
Well, based on the way he was tweeting this weekend, I think that this is frustrating him.
Yes.
That the investigation continues to hang around his administration all the time and that he continues to get sucked into it. Although I will say, you know, lying to the FBI, one, you shouldn't do it. Two, a lot of people, in Mike Flynn's case, two, people pointing out you shouldn't talk to the FBI. I mean, if you're the subject of a criminal investigation of any kind, get a lawyer, would you? And like avoid making statements to the FBI of any kind and let your lawyer do the talking. But he's getting caught on a process charge here. He's getting caught on lying about things. But what's not, again, being concluded is that the Trump campaign was in any way colluding with the Russian government to undermine the election. That's again, lost in all of this, is that the collusion charges, whatever they might be, just haven't materialized.
Right.
That this is, again, we saw Foreign Agent Registration Act violations that were being indicted, and now we're seeing, in Mike Flynn's case, lying to the FBI. So Mueller, this net is being cast pretty wide in terms of what they're going after.
And we knew this was going to happen. They're just looking. This is a committee, an investigation in search of a crime. They don't have a crime. They're just looking for a crime.
Well,
they're going to try to find anything they can.
Yep.
Yeah, as little as it may be. I'm sorry, but I saw you cross in the middle of the block and not at the crosswalk.
Do you think they're going to get Mike Flynn for jaywalking?
They probably will. but the theory as to why he didn't have a lawyer and why he talked to the FBI is that he didn't do anything wrong. As part of the transition team, you have the right. It's expected that the transition team is going to reach out to foreign governments to discuss with them what they can expect under the incoming administration. This is why you win the election in November and you're not inaugurated until January, because you have to have time to set these things up. You can't just flip a switch and boom, here you go. So he didn't do, the theory is that he didn't do anything wrong. He lied about doing his job. You know, he's going to be caught for lying about not doing anything wrong.
So
he didn't have to lie, but for whatever reason, he
did. Here's what the charging document says about the specific lie. that the defendant falsely stated and represented to agents of the FBI in Washington, D.C. that on or about December 29, 2016, Flynn did not ask the government of Russia's ambassador to the United States to refrain from escalating the situation in response to sanctions that the United States had imposed against Russia that same day. And Flynn did not recall the Russian ambassador subsequently telling him that Russia had chosen to moderate its response to those sanctions as a result of his request. The FBI saying that in both of those cases, Flynn was lying to them.
Okay. All right.
So that's the substance of the lie.
And the other part of this is, you know, it's really sad, but Flynn has been driven into financial ruin with this entire investigation. The theory being, well, you know, I'm going to plead guilty to something just to end this. How many people have been or know someone who's been sued over something and they just can't afford to fight it? So you're just like, fine, whatever. I'm just gonna fold here because I can't afford to continue to fight this. And that is the theory as to why this happened here. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras said that Flynn had agreed to provide substantial assistance for prosecution of another person. Flynn's cooperation, according to Bradley Simon, who's a former federal prosecutor in Washington, right here in New York, says Flynn's cooperation is going to open the door to a whole avenue of information. Obviously, the president and those in the White House have to be deeply concerned about today's developments. So, of course, the left is just had a celebration this weekend about, yay, Trump's going to get impeached because this goes directly to the top. But lying about copying the plea to what he did isn't, from what we're hearing, not that big of a deal. And Joe DeGeneva is going to discuss that with us at 7:05. And we'll get the full layout from Joe as to exactly how dangerous this is.
And one of the things I want to ask Joe and everyone who has an opinion here on Mike Flynn, including Michael Mukasey at 8:05, is on the legal side of things, is it appropriate in any way for an incoming administration to have contacts with foreign officials about what the future looks like? Donald Trump was elected president of the United States in November of last year. Following that, in the transition period, is it appropriate or not for that incoming administration to begin the buildup of those conversations? So Mike Flynn lies, busted for lying. You shouldn't do that. But can he have conversations with the Russian government or somebody connected to it to be like, hey, here's what the future looks like, what we're interested in, where policy should be? Is that the kind of thing that's permissible? Now, this whole concept of the Logan Act preventing you from having unauthorized negotiations with foreign governments, does that apply to an incoming administration? The American people clearly elected these people to do this very job. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, whether, yeah. And again, this is, what does this have to do with? This has to do with after the election, not before it.
Exactly. And we've got some information on that as well. We have a lot to talk about this morning. It's 5:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'll have a lot to talk about, too, because it's a big morning. 66 commuters. For the first time this morning, the HOV tolls will be in effect inside the Beltway. So big changes. That 9-mile stretch between the Beltway and Roslyn between 5:30 and 9:30. That's the morning. In the afternoon, 3 to 7. All other times, no effect with the HOV lane. So to ride free, have one other person in the car, two or more, but you have to have an easy pass flex on the HOV mode. And everyone needs to have an easy pass to ride inside the Beltway again, starting at 5:30 this morning. Outside the Beltway, we're doing okay. Coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, no early problems, no early issues out of Stafford and 95 and up through to the Beltway. I'm watching the Beltway, Maryland, and the Forestville area on the inner loop right near Route 4. We still have the construction crews along the left side. No delay, so just be really careful as you come around that stretch of the Beltway toward Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue for those work crews trying to wrap it up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a few showers developing, later chance of rain 30%. The low will be about 46 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 61 with a chance of rain at 80%. Rainfall about a quarter of an inch. Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, so we're talking about Mike Flynn and the status of when things happened during the Trump campaign or during the Trump transition. And all of those timelines are really important because of the distinction between, you know, whether or not Trump and people in his orbit were communicating with Russians prior to the election or after. It matters to a great deal to the question of, was there collusion ahead of the election? Well, this has all impacted somebody's career in a big way. And it's not anybody who is a part of Trump's world. It's ABC News reporter Brian Ross, who on Friday incorrectly made a report on the air that Mike Flynn, the former national security advisor who we've been talking about this morning, would testify that President Trump had directed him to make contact with Russian officials while the president was still a candidate. That wasn't true. The network announced on Saturday that it is suspending Brian Ross, the chief investigative correspondent for ABC News, 4 weeks without pay because the conversation was supposedly that the president or somebody around him directed Mike Flynn to make contact with Russian officials after the election while he was president-elect. Nothing to do with his candidacy. On Friday, what you had was a clarification that ABC issued at first. But that clarification amounted to a massive correction on the part of ABC. It's a huge change in both the timeline and the implications. The stock market took a 300-point downward swing on the news that Ross reported, and which, again, began to represent the beginnings of collusion if it wasn't a fictional story. But that's not, it just wasn't the case. And again, the market took a dive and on Friday on that news. And then ABC, hours later, after being pressured not only by Trump supporters but by the press at large, what is going on here? ABC had to issue a massive correction, and then eventually they suspended Brian Ross. The statement they released on Saturday said the following: "We deeply regret and apologize for the serious error we made yesterday. The reporting conveyed by Brian Ross during the special report had not been fully vetted through our editorial standards process." He'd given the report on the air, but curiously, ABC had not posted anything online about it after he had done the report on the air. They had a tweet about the claim, though. It was shared more than 25,000 times before ABC deleted it, according to a Washington Post observation at the time. And this is not the first time Brian Ross has been caught in this stuff. Go back to the Aurora shooting. Brian Ross claiming that the guy had a Tea Party connection, which just wasn't true. So, and I've seen plenty of other examples, people finding online, of Brian Ross kind of dorking up major stories over the years. But in this case, he's been suspended by ABC. After everyone else is getting suspended for sexually harassing their colleagues, Brian Ross, I think one of the few, got suspended on merit. He got suspended for messing up the one thing he's supposed to do correctly, which is the journalism side of it. Everyone else getting caught in moral hazards.
Well, it's funny because he tweeted out, Brian Ross tweeted out, "My job is to hold people accountable, and that's why I agree with being held accountable myself." So he's going to go 4 weeks. Listen, the month of December is a sweet month to have off.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he can get ready for Christmas and get those cards out, get the cookies baked. There's a lot to do in December. My Christmas stuff doesn't get done until January. So having December off is probably good for Brian.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe I can hire him to like bake my cookies, wrap my presents, do my shopping.
He needs pay now. He's not getting paid.
And Brian, if you're listening, give me a buzz. I'll be more than happy to give you, you know, a little side gig.
I wonder how he is at gift wrapping. I'm terrible. I could use the help.
Most men are, and I think they do it on purpose. That's just me. But the president also tweeted out, so President Trump tweeted out, and he tweeted out, "People who lost money when the stock market went down 350 points based on the false and dishonest reporting of Brian Ross at ABC News, parentheses, he has been suspended, should consider hiring a lawyer and suing ABC for the damages this bad reporting has caused many millions of dollars." Because the market, as she's noted, did go down 350 points after this report came out, and it closed Friday 40 points down. down. So some people lost a lot of money on this.
You know, Ari Fleischer, former President George W. Bush's press secretary, also went after Brian Ross this week, saying he explicitly told ABC News not to go with an anthrax story in 2001 because it was wrong, linking Saddam Hussein to an anthrax attack in the United States. Brian Ross went with it anyway. So this is not good for his journalism track record.
Well, it's the conundrum. Get it fast, be first, or be right. 522 on WMAL.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, talking with my friend and coworker, JJ, who's been on the program for over a month now. JJ, give us an update, man.
I'm finally down over 20 pounds.
Oh, that's huge. That's a milestone. You get to lift the bag. Did you lift the bag?
I got to lift the bag. So they have this bag in the office there, and once you reach the 20-pound milestone, they get you to pick it up. And I'm a man. I'm like, hey, I can pick up a 20-pound bag. It was heavy. And I realized this thing that I was holding now no longer has a hold on me. I'm free of all that weight that was on my back and my knees, and it was causing me so much trouble.
Yeah, it really explains all those aches and pains after a while, doesn't it?
It does. I'm going to lose 85 pounds.
Wow.
And now I have the momentum, and I feel like anything is possible.
Join JJ, join me, join thousands of people who are discovering why EMP 180 is the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Learn how to protect and bring it to market. For your free idea and invention get started kit, call 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
525, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, and a reminder for Metro Rail riders, still no trains between Silver Spring and Fort Totten, and Tacoma Station remains closed, and that's through December 10th. They have a major construction project under the capital improvement stretch there. So limited shuttle bus service as well. So had the same routine that we had last week, and it's in effect again this week. And coming up in just 5 minutes here, it's a big morning. Tolls go in effect inside the Beltway on 66. That is for the morning commute, 5:30 to 9:30. Everybody needs to have an easy pass. Or for the two or more riders, or to ride free, you need the easy pass flex set on the HOV mode. No problems to report right now. Virginia Beltway looks good. Maryland Beltway, do watch still over in Forestville. The work crews haven't quite wrapped up. I'm not seeing any delays. So you're coming up on it at speed. Interloop at 4 in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air coming, but it's not until late week. Another mild day today. Temperatures above average. Clear start with some clouds coming in this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. 57. We'll have rain by tomorrow afternoon. 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
All right. Interesting in Twitter news this weekend. Somebody's taking credit for a tweet on President Trump's Twitter account that we don't often hear from. It's John Dowd, President Trump's personal lawyer, now taking credit for a Trump tweet this weekend that he said was, quote, my mistake. a tweet that he drafted and passed to White House social media director Dan Scavino, according to himself. He said to Axios, "I'm out of the tweeting business now. I did not mean to break news." And the tweet involved the president saying the following, quote, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies. It is a shame because his actions during the transition were lawful. There was nothing to hide." Problem? And the FBI. That's the idea is, like, look, we knew that the White House had canned Mike Flynn for lying to Mike Pence. What we didn't know was that they canned Mike Flynn for also lying to the FBI, according to this Trump tweet. Again, Dowd taking credit for it. The suggestion being if they knew that, then he subsequently fired James Comey, that there's more issues here. But Dowd says the tweet did not admit obstruction. That is an ignorant and arrogant assertion. They also explained when acting Attorney General Sally Yates went to the White House on January 26th, she told White House counsel Don McGahn that Flynn had given the agents the same story he gave the vice president about his interactions with Russia. That's all. Or that's all there is to it. So basically, Dowd saying, not a big deal here, but I'm not going to tweet anymore on behalf of the president. Yeah, especially if you get him in trouble. You're supposed to be the lawyer, aren't you?
You're the one who's supposed to know better. It's 528 on WMAL.
Honey, you're awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
And trust me on this, you cannot know when you should take your Social Security or how much you should take out of TSP. You cannot know that unless you have a way to measure your decision. And don't get excited because you did some form of break-even analysis at home. That's not what I'm talking about. You have to have a plan.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll congratulate the Senate for actually passing a bill. Yay. But now, guess what? It's not done yet. Still not a done deal yet because there's some differences in the tax bill between the House and Senate. We'll give you the timeline of how this happens and when you could possibly know for sure how much you're going to see in the tax bill. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The grand experiment to turn I-66 inside the Beltway into a rush hour toll road for single drivers is making its debut at this very moment, as those with easy passes can now legally drive into town for a price.
There is no set rate. It will vary, just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Nick Donahue is Virginia's Deputy Transportation Secretary. Carpools with Easy Pass Flex can continue to use the lanes for free. The toll lanes are in effect until 9:30 in the morning inbound and 3 to 7 outbound in the afternoon. You can get more details at WMAL.com. We've yet to hear from President Trump this morning, but his tweets carried the weekend news cycle as he worked to distance himself from the guilty plea of his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to a charge he lied to the FBI about his Russian contacts. In more than a dozen tweets over the weekend, the president insisted he never asked the FBI to back off its investigation of Flynn and ultimately said the FBI's reputation is in tatters, the worst in history. It'll be a busy week for the Supreme Court tomorrow. The justices take up the case of a baker who's refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. But the big case today involves legalized sports gambling.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the Garden State's attempt to legalize sports betting goes well beyond just sports betting.
Do we believe that states should have the right to determine for themselves what happens regarding gaming inside their own borders?
But the 1992 law that grandfathered Nevada and three other states has stopped New Jersey. Not from allowing sports gambling, but from ending its ban. That, says Christie, is unconstitutional.
Correspondent Rich Johnson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,232, the NASDAQ at 68,48. In sports, brought to you by George Washington University Hospital, Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Eagles. The Ravens earlier crushed the Lions. College hoops, Maryland survives Illinois in overtime. Navy and Georgetown also winners. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital, helping you take charge of your breast health, from early cancer detection and diagnosis to treatment and recovery. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home, and Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home, and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
It can be difficult to find peace, but with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Commuters on the Maryland Beltway are heading around near Forestville toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge eventually. Inner loop at Route 4, it looks like finally that arrow board out of the left lane from the overnight work crews. and everything, all the signs and everything put to the shoulder. You're doing fine. No delays. Just giving you a heads up there on that stretch interloop near Route 4. Virginia Beltway off to a nice quiet start. Virginia commuters, as John was saying in the newscast, here we go. Coming inside the Beltway now, in effect, are the toll lanes. So from now until 9:30, so 5:30 to 9:30 eastbound in the morning, and we have this westbound from 3 to 7. I'm watching the first of the cars inside the Beltway traveling through to Falls Church. It's the 9-mile stretch between the Beltway and Roslyn with the HOV commuters. No problems to report outside the Beltway on 66. Gainesville up through to Nutley Street and eventually the Beltway. 95 out of Stafford in the Beltway with travel lanes right now open. Heaviest stretch right now, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon, 57. Showers late tonight, occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 29 in Burke, 31 in Waldorf, 38 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Happy Monday. Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva. We'll discuss the Michael Flynn issue and also FBI news at 7:35. Joe Bishop Henchman from the Tax Foundation is with us with a breakdown of taxes. At 8:05, Michael Mukasey, former Bush Attorney General. And at 8:35, it's Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. You know, the president, In the midst of having kind of a lot of stuff to tweet about on the legal side over the weekend, there's also some pretty good news for the president of the United States, which is a landmark piece of legislation is hurtling towards passage, the Trump tax cuts, or the Trump tax reform, depending on sort of where you fall in all of this. But there's still a process here. So the Senate kind of, in a shock, they've gotten farther than the Obamacare repeal and replace ever did. They finally passed a piece of legislation through the Senate over in the overnight hours into Friday into Saturday, which was seen as a huge deal. Mitch McConnell can be proud that they actually got something through. They got 50 votes, and they got 51 votes rather, and they were able to get it through basically on a party line push. They got guys like John McCain to support it. It was a nice little victory. But there's still more to come, and that means they need to move into conference now. The House set to vote today, actually, in a rare vote on a Monday. They're going to of consequence. They're going to vote today to move into conference, and the Senate expected to do that this week as well. And that's where all the details are going to be hashed out between the two versions of the bill that have already passed. One has passed the House. One has passed the Senate. There are some specifics in terms of the differences between them. I've been kind of going through and finding key differences here. I'd like to share some of them with you. One of them in the Senate bill is that they cut individual taxes through 2025. They retain 7 brackets. Now, remember, the House bill moves things to a 4-bracket situation, and the top rate would stay at 39.6%. Senate bill doesn't do that. They retain 7 brackets, but they lower that top rate down to 38.5%. The Senate bill also repeals the individual mandate, something the House bill does not do. That's a big deal because it results in billions of dollars of savings in order to make it work for the Senate budget concerns. So repealing the individual mandate. Also, the individual mandate sucks, so it's worth getting rid of it, right? So we'll see if the House can come together on that and maybe join them. Also, the Senate bill preserves the alternative minimum tax for wealthy filers and corporations. So that's going to be an issue worth hashing out with the House. The Senate bill begins lowering the corporate rate in 2019 rather than in 2018 right away. So there's a delay there. And also the Senate bill preserves the estate tax, but in a scaled down way, whereas the House bill eliminates it. So those are some of the differences. The things that they both have, they reduce the corporate rate from 35 to 20. Ultimately, they eliminate state and local tax deductions, and they preserve one tax deduction, allowing individuals to deduct up to $10,000 in property taxes. So there are a couple of things on which they're similar. And they're going to basically overlay these two templates with one another and begin crossing things out that they don't want, begin keeping things that they need. But ultimately, this is going to require another vote in both houses. The House will have to vote again. The Senate will have to vote again. And that bill needs to, especially in the Senate, satisfy at least 50 Republican senators in order to get support.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of horse trading, as they like to say. And I was listening, so I wasn't seeing it. The TV was on in the other room, and I was hearing someone, and it's probably a Democrat, who was saying that, you know, there was a lot of special interests that were working things into the bill. And it's funny, because I like how they say, you know, that the AMT is going to remain for the wealthy. Well, if you pay through your S Corp, and it shows that you brought in, you know, $300,000 through your S Corp, that's through your personal income tax, and that shows as you making that money, you personally may have only brought home $75,000, $50,000. Well, you could still get hit with this. So it's interesting, because it also changes what you can deduct and what you can't deduct from your personal taxes. A lot of things change when you get hit with AMT, and I think what people don't understand about that and why some people have a problem with it is you may find out that you're wealthy because the rates aren't being changed. Like it's not rising. Although I believe Obama did something with indexing it to inflation. I'm not 100% sure, but we can find out at 7:35 from Joe Bishop Henchman with the Tax Foundation to find out about that. It'll be interesting to see. The salt taxes, though, I think is interesting as well, especially for people who live in Maryland. With the salt taxes were eliminated from both bills, so that's probably going to stay eliminated. So for Maryland residents, you're not going to be allowed to deduct those state and local taxes, which are pretty high. I mean, not as high as like California, New Jersey,
right.
New York, but that's a way for the Republicans to say, look, you got to get some of these, do it on a local level, kids. So
yeah,
it's actually pretty smart. I hate it, but I understand it.
Well, and when you mentioned Joe Bishop Henchman at 7:35, we'll ask him. I've been hearing the key here is a lot of people are going to see a tax cut if these bills are married and they go through. Unless you're what they call upper middle class.
Yeah, they get hit all the
which
time.
Which sure sounds a lot like people who live around Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
They get hit all the time. Get ready, kids. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Air Force Senior Airman Selena Okiere has one goal in her life, to teach the whole nation of Ghana basic life-saving skills. Okiere's big push is to raise money for training aids, as well as first aid kits for every school in her native country, saying she wants to, quote, build a generation of lifesavers. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. And seeing the first of our cars using the HOV lanes on 66. It kicked into effect here at 5:30. So 66 inside the Beltway, from the Beltway and through Roslyn. You need to have two or more in the car to ride free. And you need an Easy Pass Flex set on the HOV mode, or everyone else needs an Easy Pass if you are a single rider. Again, inside the Beltway eastbound, that in effect until 9:30, and then the westbound stretch from 3 to 7 p.m. So exciting morning for our 66 commuters there. Around the Beltway we go, Virginia through Annandale Tysons, nice and quiet, looking good on the Maryland Beltway as well. I don't have any reported problems. 210, we're watching the volume grow, had a report of a crash, northbound 210 just past Livingston Road, so this is just before you get up through to the Beltway, so keep alert, had fire and rescue running there, and a crash was reported in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound. I'm not seeing any delays coming off the freeway, but where I do see some of the volume is right as you approach the 14th Street Bridge on 395 North, so keep alert in that area as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air on the move. It'll get here about midweek and last for, looks like, quite a few days. A little chilly this morning, but not bad this afternoon, 57. Showers late tonight, occasional rain tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 61. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL. All right, so this is an interesting case. A guy shows up in an ER, and he's unconscious. He is a frequent flyer, so he's been in. They know him. They know that he has had some health problems in the past. He's in his 70s, and they have a quandary because, you know, they take a shirt off of him. And tattooed right across his chest, it says, "Do not resuscitate." Now, he has a history of serious health problems, and he has a high blood alcohol level. No ID on him, so they didn't know him. I take that back. No ID on him, and no family with him. So it says, "Do not resuscitate," across his chest. So the doctors are like, oh, well, do we resuscitate or not resuscitate? So the doctors, of course, err on the side of caution because all they see is a lawsuit if we don't resuscitate, right? Mm-hmm. So they start to give him antibiotics and some other preventative measures, and they do not honor the do not resuscitate tattoo on this man's chest. Well, then the hospital's ethics consultant got involved and said, well, you know what? This guy probably, he doesn't have a living will that we know of. We don't have any ID on this guy. He probably got this tattoo voluntarily. So this is a pretty good statement of what he wants and doesn't want.
I love that there's an ethics consultant at the hospital.
Oh, there always is in every hospital now.
It's like, what is he, like Plato? He's like, you know, he's a philosopher. Yeah. He doesn't do anything except for, you know, come up, help you solve moral quandaries.
Now, tattoos, while clearly administered with a patient's wishes, they say aren't legally binding. So yes, that is part of the ethics consultant's legal quandary.
Well, unless you get it notarized.
Tattoos are not legally binding.
If,
so.
if you get a notary to stamp underneath, you know, right there under do not resuscitate, like a tattooed notary statement, you know?
Yeah. Clinicians are morally and legally obligated to respect the preferences of patients to forego life-sustaining treatment, but this typically means a signed do not resuscitate agreement. This does not necessarily mean a tattoo. So they stepped in and they withdrew care, and the man did die. This is in Florida. Now, they then find out who he is, and they get his records, and he did indeed not want to have any kind of intervening measures. So all's well that ends well. Everybody did the right thing. But I think it's probably a little bit, maybe it's not easier to just, you know, make sure your papers are around and you carry ID.
I'm not sure if tattoos should be legally binding. I mean, like, if you have a tattoo that says thug for life, do you just go right to jail? Is that... You know?
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Right, to right jail.
Also, like, if I'm the doctor, I'm assessing how wrinkly the tattoo is first.
Are you really going to see how faded?
No,
the ink
exactly. Because if the tattoo is like 40 years old, they're like, he probably has changed his mind since then. But if it's like fresh, like it's like matched up with his current wrinkles, and it's like clearly made in like the last few years, you'd be like, okay, yeah, he definitely wants this.
This is why doctors are leaving in droves, because now they have to assess the age of tattoos.
Yeah, carbon dating.
It's 5:50 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
Global warming advocates are frustrated even after extreme events like the hurricanes that hit Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico this year. Many of you people are not buying the global warming hoax. You refuse to believe these horrible forecasts, like a recent report claiming that global warming is happening so fast, the Earth will be uninhabitable within 10 years, and we're all going to die, and you're not buying it. Advocates admit that 80% of media coverage on climate change has been framed in terms of disaster, and it's not working. So now they say it's time to go positive. Their thinking is if they stop bombarding you with doom and gloom scenarios and instead reframe the issue, you might finally buy in. Well, how does a reframing work? Well, it works like this. Instead of negative talk about fossil fuels, the reframed message will focus on the hundreds of thousands of jobs that could be created from renewable energy. They will ignore the millions of birds dying in windmills. They also want to stop the endless quibbling with climate change skeptics over minor details of climate change findings, especially since those minor details expose the fraud. Instead, they want to put a happy face on their hoax. Sound optimistic, upbeat, and hope then you'll fall for it. The problem is they're liberals and they don't know how to do optimism realistically.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Uber recently announced a data breach affecting some 57 million passengers and 500,000 of their drivers. Folks, it's yet another prime example of why you need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by thieves. If there is a problem, one of their identity restoration agents will work with you until it's fixed. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But rest assured, LifeLock has been helping people come out of the bright side of identity theft for over a decade. Join today, folks. Plans start at just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 800-440-4833, and that'll get you 10% off when you enter promo code RUSH. That's promo code RUSH at LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds candidates with the right experience, then alerts the most qualified ones to apply for your job as soon as you post it. You can even add screening questions to your job post, narrowing your focus to only relevant applicants, saving you time. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident that ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out! Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
5:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a crash heading into town, Mary. It's going to be on 395 northbound, right as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge at the exit for the George Washington Parkway. Right now, that exit blocked. Fire truck along the left side.
ambulance, a lot of flashing lights you're going to see here. So far right side gets by, 395 northbound, right at the 14th Street Bridge. So be very careful, because as you come out of Shirlington up ahead, you're going to hit that solid lineup to get across the bridge span. Now, elsewhere to 10 northbound, as you come up toward Livingston Road and the Beltway, slower than normal. Crews said had a report of a broken down, had that just north of Livingston Road. No problems currently on the Beltway, Maryland or Virginia. Reminder again, big morning this morning, HOV lanes are now in effect inside the Beltway on 66 from the Beltway to Roslyn, and those HOV lanes in effect from 5:30 to 9:30 weekday mornings and outbound from 3 to 7 p.m. You must have an Easy Pass if you're a two-person or more inside the Beltway. Easy Pass Flex set on the HOV mode. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, at least for early December standards. 57, average high is 50. Showers late tonight, 46. Occasional rain tomorrow, 61. Colder air in by Wednesday. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather brought to you by Duluth Trading Company.
Tis the season for Duluth Trading Store savings. Shop buck naked underwear, fire hose work pants, crack covering, long tail tees, and sleigh loads more. Today, take 25% off any purchase over $100. Duluth Trading in Manassas off I-66 near the Battlefield exit.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
Vince, tell them what's coming up on WMAL.
Well, with everybody sexually harassing everybody else, Christmas parties might be a little bit different this year. We'll talk about how the changes are happening.
And also, we'll have a Senate update for you. There's just so much going on with individual races on a state level, the Senate getting involved, and a new book out about the president. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The region's newest express lanes made their debut this morning.
I-66 inside the Beltway is no longer restricted to use by carpoolers only during rush hour. Solo drivers can now use the road by paying a toll with an easy pass. VDOT Commissioner Charlie Kilpatrick.
It is really a game changer here in Northern Virginia.
Deputy Secretary of Transportation Nick Donahue.
There is no set rate. It will vary just like it does in 95 and 495. We anticipate that you'll see similar types of tolls.
Around $6 to $8 each way. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Those tolls are in effect inbound in the mornings and outbound in the afternoons. You can get more details on I-66 at WMAL.com. President Trump's personal attorney says he wrote the sloppy weekend tweet that some say may leave the president vulnerable to an obstruction of justice charge from when he fired FBI Director James Comey.
The White House maintains the president's tweets are official statements. And on Sunday, Mr. Trump touched on the potential obstruction of justice line of inquiry by Bob Mueller. Quote, I never asked Comey to stop investigating Flynn, just more fake news covering another Comey lie, end quote. All this has Senator Lindsey Graham warning on CBS's Face the Nation.
You tweet and comment regarding ongoing criminal investigations at your own peril.
Comey himself replied, the FBI is honest, the FBI is strong, and the FBI is and always will be independent. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Things are getting real as tensions continue on the Korean Peninsula over North Korea's escalation of its missile technology. The U.S. and South Korea have started their biggest joint Air Force exercise ever, with hundreds of planes being deployed, including 24 stealth jets. 12,000 U.S. military personnel are taking part in the drill. On Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham suggested it's time for American families living in South Korea to leave the country. Is Northern Virginia's love affair with data centers starting to fade? Critics say the server-filled warehouses take up space and don't bring many jobs to the region.
We're gobbling up all this prime land for these data centers. I think it ends up just kind of feeding the government and making government bigger and feeding us more money because it doesn't create those jobs.
Prince William Supervisor Pete Candlin says the county needs to save land near major traffic corridors for businesses that do attract jobs. Lawmakers will take a closer look at possible zoning changes for data centers in the spring. A report on proposals to reform the board that